Bach's Cello Suite No. 3 in C Major, going back to the Six Evolutions recording from 2019. Yo-Yo Ma, the cellist in performance, here with the New Classical FM. My name is Mark Wigmore. Time for our look at arts and culture, as we always do. Have a listen to this.
I grew up in Edmonton. I sporadically took some ballet lessons, but I have to say I was not attracted to ballet on a very superficial level, because for me, the girls had to be fairies and princesses. As I got a bit older, I got a more full-blown picture that there was this other dance world, and it was not ballet. It was something that was born in the 20th century, and the images of women immediately spoke to me.
So there is the voice of Peggy Baker, the acclaimed dancer and choreographer in the new documentary film Dancing Darkness, which is receiving its world premiere at Montreal's 39th International Festival of Films on Art, Le FIFA. It's available to view until Sunday at lefifa.com. Baker is an icon within the world of dance, an Order of Canada recipient who started her career in Alberta before making her way to Toronto to work alongside Patricia Beattie at the Toronto Dance Theatre. She co-founded the Dancemakers Dance Company and then made a move to New York City to dance with the Lar Lubavitch Dance Company, including a stint with Mikhail Baryshnikov. She returned to Toronto in the years that followed. Baker had to stop dancing due to the physical strain at a certain point, and in 2011, she lost her longtime husband to MS, Ahmad Hassan. It was a turning point for the star, and she pondered whether she would be able to produce anything else. In 2015, she was commissioned to create something new, Who We Are in the Dark.
Darkness creates a kind of liminal space where we're not sure where we're heading. This emergence out of what into what?
She welcomed an all-star Canadian creative team and group of dancers to take part, including playwright and actor Daniel McIver, with violinist Sarah Neufeld and drummer Jeremy Gara from world-conquering alt-rockers Arcade Fire. Covering the creation of Who We Are in the Dark was Tony Hauser, the renowned Canadian photographer and another recipient of the Order of Canada. His photo essay of Peggy Baker's creation soon turned into a 40-minute documentary exploring her history, her energy and process, and the bones of this fascinating work. The result is Dancing Darkness. It's my pleasure to welcome Peggy Baker and director of Dancing Darkness, Tony Hauser, to the Oasis. Hello to you both.
Hi.
Hello.
Peggy, why did you create Who We Are in the Dark? What went into this piece?
Oh, boy. Well, it started with an encounter with the violinist Sarah Neufeld. I got invited to perform at the inaugural showcase for Fall for Dance North. I think it was 2015. Uh-huh. And I had retired from the stage for, you know, a couple of years earlier. And so I did think, oh boy, if I go back to perform, it needs to be something unexpected and something really special. And I thought it would be really fun to dance with a female musician from the indie rock world. And I really, really admired Sarah Neufeld's music. So anyway, we did a piece together and we loved working together. And so I asked her if she'd do a bigger project with me. And she had made some lyrics for the piece that we did together. And one of the lyrics was Who We Are in the Dark. And I thought, my God, what a beautiful
launch
proposal.
Point.
First of all, who are we in the dark?
Yeah.
I stole it from Sarah Neufeld.
Tony, we had pianist Eva Goyen on last week. She's the subject of a film that is part of this festival as well. And I think it's so valuable to be able to watch the artistic process, really in any medium. And you went from photo essay to full documentary. So this must have been quite an inspiring effort for you, something to be part of.
It was quite a foolish effort because I really didn't know what I was getting myself into. But eventually I learned, I had some help from a few friends who were more savvy in filmmaking than I was, but I sort of had a vision for this film. I had an idea that I wanted to explore how does an artist create their art. And when Peggy invited me to photograph some of the rehearsal process, I did this for one afternoon and at the National Ballet School where she rehearsed. And then I came away for it and I thought, actually, they're always moving. I should make a documentary. And I came back to her and then Peggy sort of looked at me and raised her eyebrows and said, oh, really? You want to make a documentary? And then she said, well, okay, I'll have to talk to the dancers because you're going to be around a lot. And I was. It was a long process and I was trying to be almost at every rehearsal. I think sometimes I probably got on their nerves, but they were wonderful people, all of them.
I think what really impressed me is how much you were able to reveal and get to in just 40 minutes. We had history, process, some of the finished product. Peggy, we're letting on your career, your personal life, the highs, your time in New York, Alberta, Toronto, but also your personal loss. And I was quite moved by learning of the loss of your husband in 2011. It feels like that was part of what you were putting into this piece.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, the loss of the beloved is right in the middle of the whole work.
Yeah.
There's a duet, really about halfway through the dance, for a man and a woman. They're incredibly simpatico, but there's also tensions there, disappointments, misunderstandings, also with this really deep connection. And then at some point, he just simply disappears. He's sort of eaten. He gets lost in this group of crawling figures, and he's just simply gone. For me, this really captures, I think, the reality of losing someone, because whoever that person is, your relationship with them isn't perfect. That's not why it's a tragedy when the person dies. The relationship is complex. The person is an absolutely unique presence in the world. That is the real tragedy, is the loss of that presence. And it's absolutely in the heart of the dance.
I love that idea so much, that we're not just remembering the good times. It's everything that happens in a relationship. And that's what makes it, the loss, so rich and so deep. And there's so much to mine there.
Right. Well, because it's through those complications that we grow and we learn, and that we come to value that person so deeply.
If you're just joining us, Order of Canada recipient, dancer and choreographer Peggy Baker is here, joined by Order of Canada recipient, photographer and artist Tony Hauser. The new documentary, Dancing Darkness, was directed by Tony. It looks at Peggy's creative process with an all-star cast of talent on screen. As you watch the film, you can watch the film at lefifa.com through Sunday and learn more at dancingdarkness.ca. Gosh, Peggy, Arcade Fire, Daniel McIver, your dancers, pretty great what you had to work with there.
Oh, yeah. I'm deeply privileged to be able to connect with so many amazing artists. And that, honestly, this is my daily life, knowing these people. It's crazy.
It is. Your dancers talk about, and everybody does, Daniel's in the film as well, the members of the Arcade Fire who are the performers, they talk about that collaborative spirit. You come with the basis of a vision, but there's some wiggle room there.
There's nothing. When people arrive in the space, there is nothing. We're making everything out of, I don't know, like it's being created in real time. That's what I think is very beautiful about this film, is actually you get to see that.
Yeah.
The conversations around what are we trying to get here, appreciating things that happen. That's also like grabbing things. And this is maybe what it has in common with still photography, because sometimes with a still image, we go, whoa, look at the nuance and the detail that was somehow grabbed by that. And we're wanting to grab all those things as they emerge in the studio. Basically, we set ourselves in motion with the task, and it's being able to recognize when exceptional things happen that can be, I guess, generative, things that are going to lead to other ideas.
Tony, I just love what you were able to do as far as what we're actually just hearing from Peggy right now, her energy, for this art form, for creating, not only with her leadership in front of people, but with the interviews that you conducted with her and with other people attached to this project, it's really, there's an excitement around it. And I think you captured that so beautifully.
Well, thank you. You know, we had probably 22 hours of interviews with people, and I needed help to hone it down to the act, to the essence of what people said and how it fit in with the B-roll, basically. And I had great help with a friend of mine, Ellen Tomey, who I recruited, and she agreed to be a co-director. You know, for all of us, this was a labor of love, because I really like artists, and I like to promote Canadian artists, as I've always done this in my still photography exhibitions and so on. But this was a very exciting new thing for me. And as somebody said to me recently, you know, most films don't get finished. And I'm really glad I finished it, because I would have probably had to move to the Amazon region and become a fisherman if I hadn't finished it.
And you've taken it to New York. I know there's been a lot of virtual this year, but New York and now in Montreal with this festival, I mean, it must be wonderful to start to get some reaction.
Well, yeah, we have had some reviews from the New York side. We have had some nice words from all kinds of people. It's exciting. We think the film should ultimately be shown on television to an audience. You know, it would be great for Zuma to show it. It would be great for a TVO or somebody like that to show it. We also feel very strongly that this film has an educational aspect to it for art students, for art schools, not just for dance. My idea was always to explore, how does an artist come to create a piece? What are they putting into? You know, I could have chosen maybe a painter, but I thought this is going to be a very slow process with a painter, because with dance, there is a lot of action happening, and that's why this was very exciting to work with Peggy. And Peggy's been a friend of mine for a good number of years, and so I thought, what better chance do I ever get to make a film like that?
Well, with dozens and dozens of hours of footage, I congratulate you on getting it to 40 minutes. That is a painful task. And
we also have to thank the Banff Center, because the Banff Center really helped us do the post-production with this film. We couldn't have probably done it. We could have done it, but we did it well with them.
Peggy, it was so wonderful to learn more about your history and get a little more intimate with that, and just to watch you work. So thank you for sharing that.
Thank you so much.
Tony, and this is a gift, as you say, that this is a tool for people to learn more. And I think art lovers and creators and artists will gain a lot from seeing this. So thank you.
And hopefully their patrons, too.
The new documentary, Dancing Darkness, directed by Tony Hauser, looking at the life and creative process of National Treasure choreographer Peggy Baker. You can watch the film at lefifa.com through Sunday and learn more at the website, dancingdarkness.ca.